Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And the Lord said, he reminded him of Isaiah 43:26. Can you put that up there? Put me in remembrance. Let us plead. Do y'all realize those are, the plead is a legal word. Declare now that thou mayest be. Put me in remembrance. Does he have a short-term memory? No, it's the legal thing to do. Did God forget? No. Have you ever seen a court case? They will go, I want to put you in remembrance of the case that happened in 1965. And the judge already knew that. It's very legal here. You got to play by the rules. Right? And the Lord said to him, now you're in position to use your authority. And now I want you to rebuke this assignment that's against him and rebuke the spirit of depression. And that's when I ran in. I never knew that I had written that down. I forgot about that. And he said, that it's a spirit. That spiritual depression is a spirit that is allowed. He's looking for an opening to come in on you. He's looking for a right. It's a spirit that works for the enemy, and he's looking for some kind of right, and he'll stick around, and it'll be spiritual, and you are not representing what God needs you to represent. He needs you full of joy and victory and a confidence and a steadiness and a faith that people will see, surely there's a solution. I need the answer. Are y'all getting this or not? But it's a spirit, and they have to be dealt with, but they got to be dealt with legally. Lord, where I've missed it, I repent. Let me read this from a place called Heaven, or My Time in Heaven. Richard Sigmund, have y'all heard about him? Great book, and he had died on the table for hours, and he went to heaven. And one of the parts in here, he says this, I want to read it to you. One very large building had a huge archway. I was taken into it. Inside were rows upon rows of shelves of books. The books were 15 feet tall. This was a library. This was the archives of heaven where all the other books were kept. The shelves were miles long and miles high. There were hundreds of angels servicing these books. They were going in and out, lots of activity. These are the different books about our lives, and these are the books that are taken to God when judgment time comes. These books are the records of our works here on earth, and if a person sins, it's recorded in that book. I was given then the understanding that when we repent, anything that was done wrong or sinful in nature that is recorded in the books is erased from the books for eternity, and that no one can find the record, not even God. That's the judge that's on your side. And you can come to him. You don't have to repent, you get to repent. We've all missed it. And we may miss it today or tomorrow, but we get to repent. Amen? Amen. To who? The judge wipes it from all records. Glory to God. And he says, now rebuke the spirit of depression. So he goes and he does that, what he had been doing for 2 years and getting no results. About a week and a half later, I think he said, his son called him and said, I'm free. I'm coming home. And he said, when did it happen? And it was, they figured it out because he delayed it for whatever reason, but it was when he went to that courtroom in prayer that day is when it happened. Glory to God. And now he's pastoring in church and it's booming and happy and blessed and the family got together and they're fulfilling their destiny in that book. And the Lord says, when you repent, it puts a gag order on the enemy. No wonder there was a teaching in the body of Christ of you don't have to repent. Oh, that was big in the faith movement. Not long ago, us who travel know these things. And we go to these churches and they'll even, I've been taken down in the middle of a sermon. Candy's was there. Don't teach that. And, but repenting is God's legal way of doing things. When you repent, you have all legal rights and you can stop empowering the devil and start empowering God. Because you have now the power of attorney. You have the name of Jesus. You have the blood of Jesus. Amen. Authority over you and your family and your everything in your life. And it may not be serious to you what words you say or use. And you may think it's a joke. But guess what? It's not a joke to the accuser. Let's go to Matthew 12, 36 and 37. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account. Every idle word, they shall give an account. This is a fact thereof in the day of judgment. Click. For by thy words thou shalt be justified legally. And by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. It's not a joke to the accuser, and he'll take them into the court and accuse you against you, and the result will be a lifetime of spiritual depression because you didn't deal legally with the spirit of depression. Take heed, if you would. Well, let's go to Proverbs 6:2. Did I give that one to you guys? You are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say. Now watch this. Watch how real this is. Watch how true this is that we hear our law enforcement say. You have the right to remain silent because anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. That's a fact. And some of us still not changing. David knew this. Look at Psalm 141. You are snared with the... Oh, no, that's not it. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the doors of my lips. He knew, right? Now, how many want God to move for you? Now, this is a silly question, but, I'm trying to sell you a driver here. How many want God to move for you sooner rather than later? This is a real thing. Has this grabbed anybody's eye? I mean, this is an infomercial right here. Okay, we're going to do a little. Would you like things more sooner and quicker from God, or you don't mind the wait? Okay, boomer. Let's go to Luke 18:1, and Jesus is telling a parable. He spake a parable about a persistent widow. Okay? And so let's read this. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. And we know that he has a purpose for everything, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Okay. Saying, there was in a city a... Okay, so Jesus is going to tell a story about a judge, an earthly judge, when he's going to later talk to them about the heavenly judge. Jesus is going to talk to them about it. So I feel privileged to, I think Jesus would love this sermon and believe that if he was pastor in this church, he would probably mention this or teach this. That's why I got excited when I ran into Candy saying, there's the connection. saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. Click. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, the judge, the unjust judge, saying, avenge me of mine. Now, what did y'all just learn, unless you're playing Candy Crush or you're asleep? But you're supposed to come to church and you're supposed to hear how? How are you supposed to hear? In faith, by faith. And she came unto him and says, avenge me of my who? Now, what does adversary mean? Anti-rights. Against her, he's against my rights. I have rights. I demand my rights. God wants you. He knows you have rights. And he wants you to demand your rights. But let's do things. Let's do things in order. I love, don't ever think that bothers me a bit. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Lord, though I fear not God or nor regard man, yet this widow woman troubles me, and I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she's wearing me slick. She's wearing me out every day. Here she comes again. I told you. Here she comes again. I said no. Here she comes again. She probably found out what his favorite falafel was and brought it to him. And she's wearing me out. The unjust judge. The one who cares not about God or man. But she has an adversary that's come against her. And she demands her right. And the Lord said, Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own? He is our judge. That's what he showed this man in the courtrooms of heaven. They don't know me. I'm a just judge. Yeah. I'm a good judge. Yeah. You want to come to me. I'll avenge you. Come in faith. Repent. Come in faith. Now declare and decree. Yeah. Now watch that driver. Yeah. Hey! And shall not God avenge his own, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long? That's almost sarcasm.
For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.